Thank you. I will basically be, I've taken note of some of the comments made. Generally, in respect of the recommendations for Papua New Guinea to accede to international protocols and conventions in relation to human rights in general, we are taking necessary steps to observe some of those and to accede to some of those international conventions and protocols. That will be done within taking stock of our own capacities and ability to implement them. On the moratorium on death penalty, Madam President, we have a law in place, but we have yet to implement that, the death penalty. So, on child marriages, Madam President, our culture prevents child marriages, so we do not have a practice in this country. And on police brutality, violence, torture, and sexual violence by police, Madam President and distinguished delegates, I wish to inform you all that we do have laws in place, including within the police force, that the police commissioner recently came out stating that we will not tolerate any acts of police brutality, killings, or sexual violence. A one strike lead to dismissal. That the police have taken up a strategic approach to that. And certainly we are looking at criminalizing that police brutality, violence, and torture. We do have processes available to the public to take civic action to the courts against policemen. Madam President, with that, may I, with your permission, now ask my colleague over in New York, Mr. Fred Sorofa, to take the floor and offer some comments. Thank you, Madam President.